Welcome to News West on Sunday, the 9th of August, 2020. Brought to you by VK6 Amateur Radio News, we have a jam-packed broadcast for you this week, containing news updates and information on upcoming events, including the NCRG car boot sale, upcoming contests, including a detailed look at next week's RD contest, an engaging interview by Jeff, and other breaking news. The team this week consists of Jeff, VK6FJLM, Bob, who we tried to give a rest, but it's hard to keep a good ham down, Mike, who put in an epic effort this week, and with all your buy and sell needs, Roy, Cassie, VK6FMUM, who sounds nothing like Eddie, VK6YA, and this week, as your producer, me, Dan, VK6NAD. So without any further ado, let's get on with the program.
News West is produced and presented by WA Amateur Radio News, and opinions expressed in this news may not reflect the opinion of the news team, the broadcaster, or the WIA, and are shared in the open spirit of amateur radio.
Here at News West, we are aware that many clubs are now back to full functioning with face-to-face meetings, but observing social distancing and other antiviral transmission protocols. As I'm sure you are aware, that the VK6.net website keeps a diary, but its accuracy can only be as good as the information that we receive. So, if you are the information officer or secretary for your club, could you please be in touch with us at newswest@vk6.net to confirm the details of your meetings? And of course, we would love to hear details of sessions you have planned, speakers and topics, etc. That address again, newswest@vk6.net. Please don't forget this message, as an accurate diary is important for us all.
The NCRG is happy to announce that we will be having the car boot sale early this year due to Hamfest being later this year. Held at the NCRG club rooms on Sunday the 23rd of August, 0900 to 1200. 9 a.m. for sellers and 10 a.m. for buyers as per usual. The charge will be $5 for sellers and buyers will be free. There will be refreshments available and barbecued sausages to purchase on the day. We are hoping the day will be fine, but just in case it is rainy, please come with some suitable wet weather protection. Cheers, Eddie, VK6YA for the NCRG.
In a bit of a whoops, it's been drawn to our attention that our broadcasts on the 19th and 26th of July were illegally carried to air, along with the WIA national news, in locations carried by one of several WIA call signs, including our own VK6 WIA club call sign. Thankfully, VK6 ARM was not affected, as the administration error occurred in Melbourne with the WIA who managed these club call signs. It's fair to say there's a bit going on over there right now, and this can happen to the best of us. Thankfully, the error has been corrected, and our thoughts are with everyone in Victoria.
Okay, got you that time, VK3, Yankee Echo, mobile. VK6, Charlie Sierra Whiskey, 52032, 52032.
X-Line Alpha Bravo, contact.
VK3 Yankee Echo
59002
QSL.
Yeah, QSL the 002, my number to you, 59027027, and I'm pedestrian mobile, over.
QSL, pedestrian mobile, great signal into Perth, you're at least a 57, and QSL, the pedestrian mobile, good luck in the contest.
Thank you, Hardy, Corsair ZL1L for the Mazulu.
We've said lots about it in the last few weeks, however, the Remembrance Day contest is finally here. It's on next weekend. Let me summarise it for you. The contest starts at 0300 UTC on Saturday. That's 11 a.m. Western Standard Time, and it ends 24 hours later. There will be a Remembrance Day commemorative broadcast commencing 15 minutes prior to the start of the contest. The broadcast will be on the Link Repeater Network and on 3.620 MHz. If someone would like to do it on another frequency as well, let us know and we can advertise it. Meanwhile, everybody is asked to maintain radio silence during the period of that broadcast. If you can work all 24 hours of the contest, good luck to you. Please do it. Otherwise, put in as much time over as many sessions as you like. The Remembrance Day contest this year is a single operator stations only contest due to the COVID emergency arrangements in some states. You'll need to create an electronic log. The best software to use is VK Contest Logger. It's free to download and it has all the rules built in. VK Contest Logger. Use your Google. The more Western Australians participating, the better our scores will be, because we can work local stations, especially on 6 and 2 metres and 70 centimetres and above, if you have those available, as well as HF. The list of suggested call frequencies with which to find other VK6 stations was published to the WA Hams email list during the week. It's a pity about losing the multi-operator stations, however, last year there were only 3 multi-stations in VK6, so all I can suggest is that those who would have been taking part in the multi-operator stations, just give it a go all by yourself as a single operator. The rules for the contest are on the WIA website, wia.org.au, and if you're new to the Remembrance Day contest, it might pay to quickly run through them. But basically, if you operate within the provisions of your licence and the band plan and the allowed bands for the contest, you'll be fine. So good luck with your Remembrance Day contest entry, and I'd love to hear how you went. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Over the last few weeks, we've been advising you of a News West initiative to encourage West Aussies to get in and have a go at the Remembrance Day contest, which is on next weekend. Why do we care? Well, there's a couple of reasons. The Aussie contests are a bit more relaxed in style, and if you haven't tried contests before, the RD is a good one to kick off with. Since we thought about our incentive scheme, things have changed. The rapid spread of COVID-19 has made it necessary for the contest manager to temporarily amend the rules and ruling out multi-operator stations. To spell it out, only single-operator stations may enter. So that's changed our award ideas a bit. So here's how it'll go. New operators, that is 2 years in the hobby or less, QRP, less than 10 watts, best score, low power, less than 100 watts, best score, high power, greater than 100 watts, best score. For the old hands, more than 2 years in the hobby, QRP, less than 10 watts, best score, low power, less than 100 watts, best score, and high power, 100 watts or more, best score. So anyone can work 5 different prefixes, worked 5 to 10 different prefixes, and worked more than 10 different prefixes. This award is only open to those who submit logs to the Remembrance Day contest. Details of this award will be posted to social media this weekend. Good luck in the contest next week.
Hi, this is Dan, VK6NAD. As you may have heard, once or twice, the RD contest is on next week, starting at 0300 UTC or 11 a.m. Saturday morning. Given the changes in the rules this year, there should be a lot more single-operator stations to talk to. So here are some of the key SSB frequencies you may wish to listen out on. On 160 metres, 1.850 MHz, plus or minus. On 80 metres, 3.620. 40 metres, 7.105. On 20 metres, 14.150. 15 metres, 21.250. On 10 metres, 28.490. Or secondary, 29.200 for FM. 6 metres, 52.100 SSB, 53.500 FM. 2 metres, 144.100 single sideband, or 146.500 FM. 70 centimetres, 432.100 MHz single sideband, and 439.0 MHz FM. And on 23 centimetres, 1296.100 MHz single sideband, and 1294.0 MHz FM. Let's give it a red hot go this year, VK6, and see if we can't bring the contest home. 73VK6NAD.
The International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend is normally held on the third full weekend in August, and in most years it clashes with the Remembrance Day contest. This year, however, the organisers of the Lighthouse and Lightships Weekend agreed to a change of weekend out of respect for those commemorating the 75th anniversary of Victory in the Pacific Day on the 15th of August. This year, the International Lighthouse and Lightships Weekend will be on the weekend after the RD contest, that is the 22nd and 23rd of August, commencing at 0800 Western Australian Standard Time on Saturday 22nd of August, goes right through to 0800 Monday Western Standard Time 24th of August, because it's a 48-hour event and the time is set in UTC. So if you really want to, there's 48 hours, you can go right through till 8 o'clock Monday morning, then shoot off to work. The International Lighthouse and Lightships Weekend isn't a contest, rather it's a series of activations at lighthouse and lightship locations around the world, working in the hope that they can remain busy contacting other similar stations. There's more information at the website, illw.org. Did you get that? India Lima Lima Whiskey.org.
Where you hear it first, News West via VK6WIA and worldwide via podcast.
Coming up soon after the RD contest is the ALARA contest. ALARA is the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association. This contest starts on Saturday, the 29th of August 2020 at 0600 hours UTC and runs through to Sunday, the 30th of August 2020 at 0559 hours UTC. All licensed operators throughout the world are invited to participate in this contest. The object of the contest is participation. YLs work everyone. OMs work YLs only. This contest is combined phone and CW and runs over 24 hours. All HF bands may be used except 160 meters and WARC bands. Contacts made on Echolink will also be accepted. Stations may be single operator only, that is, one operator per call sign. NB, if YLs are operating as a second operator, her husband or partner cannot participate in the contest. Every individual phone or CW contact may be counted. There must be an interval of greater than 1 hour between contacts with any one station, on any one band, and in the same mode. All contacts must be made in accordance with operator and station license regulations. So the procedure. Phone. You call CQ ALARA Contest. For CW, YLs call CQ Test ALARA and OMs call CQ YL. Read the rules for yourself at the ALARA website, which is alara.org.au. So come on, you amateur radio ladies in Western Australia. We know you're there. How's about giving this one a go?
Here's one for the denizens of digital modes. It's the 2020 Worldwide DigiDX Contest for FT4 and FT8 modes. This contest runs for 24 hours, beginning at 1200 UTC. That's 8 p.m. Western Standard Time on Saturday, August 29. The objective of the Worldwide DigiDX contest is for amateurs around the world to contact as many other stations in as many Maidenhead grid fields as possible using the FT4 and FT8 modes. The allowed bands are 1.8, 3.5, 7, 14, 21 and 28 MHz. You really need to read all of the rules to enter and participate fully in this contest, and you'd have to use an appropriate logging software in order to produce the required Cabrillo log. Visit the website to see the rules and find other information. The website is https://www.digi.com/rules/. I say again, https://www:digi.com/rules/. /. So if you're a digital mode enthusiast, then this contest could be right up your alley.
There's a contest coming up in early September that any Australian could take part in. It's the All Asian DX contest, and it's on September the 5th to 6th. This is the phone division of the contest. There was a CW division of the contest earlier in the year. It's a 48-hour contest. It starts at 0100 UTC, which is 8 a.m. for us here in Western Australia, on Saturday the 5th of September. And it runs through to 2400 UTC, so that would be 8 a.m. Monday morning. Again, like the other contest we spoke about today, finish the contest, have breakfast and go to work. So it starts 8 a.m. Saturday morning, the 5th of September, and it runs right through for 48 hours. It's open to contacts on 80 metres, 40 metres, 20 metres, 15 metres and 10 metres. So that's the normal HF bands. And you can enter as a single operator with a single band operation or a single operator with all band operations. And both of those can be high power or low power. And high power is more than 100 watts. And low power is 100 watts or less. Or you could go in as a multi-operator station with a single transmitter, so that's a multi-single. Or you can go in as a multi-operator multi-transmitter, which is multi-band only. Both of those are only multi-band only. The rules are at the JARL.org, Japanese Amateur Radio League.org website, and have a look. Or you could just Google All Asian DX Contest. How easy is that? Have a go. You never know.
Today we're welcoming a new operator to the amateur radio rank. Welcome to VK6FBAS, Brett. So welcome, Brett. Tell us about your involvement with radio. When did it start and what drew you into the hobby?
Probably started back when I was a young guy back in the 80s and we all had the CB in the car. And then, to me, my interest just peaked. I wondered how the whole thing worked, how antennas worked, how the radio worked. Yep. I just decided to start making antennas myself, seeing how they worked and why they worked, why they didn't work. Got frustrated why they didn't work. And it just grew from there. I mean, I just got more and more interested. I like to know how things work. And, yeah, I started building my own equipment and ballooned from there.
Sounds like a pretty common theme amongst a lot of new amateurs. So now that you've passed your foundation exam, how did you find the experience, albeit it was a bit different going through the COVID-19 period? It was a bit out of the norm. Did you have any concerns going into the exam?
I had a few concerns. The concerns was if I didn't pass, there's certain operators out there who would probably never let me forget it. Prison company excluded. No, all jokes aside. I was a bit concerned because I'm probably one of the very few who have done it remotely,
yep.
i.e. via Skype. I don't think there's anyone out there, correct me if I'm wrong, who've had the same experience. So I did the exam in exactly the same room we're having this talk now,
yep,
via Skype. So I was a bit concerned how the whole thing would go down. Luckily I put a lot of work in, a lot of studying and what have you, and fingers crossed, and it paid off.
So I'm curious then, to compare it to my experience, were you nervous about keying up the microphone for the first time, and have you been broadening your horizons by talking to others besides myself, obviously, you know, other guys that you may have heard when you were a shortwave listener?
Shortwave listener, yeah, there's a couple of guys. We know Goodsey. I've talked to him a fair bit because he's one of my locals. He's a stone's throw away from his house. I wouldn't say nervous. I was a bit apprehensive about getting the protocols right.
Yep.
You can go through it 100 times in your head, but you don't know how it's going to come out when you're actually going to push that button on the microphone. So I was a little apprehensive. I wouldn't say nervous, but just fingers crossed. Yeah.
So my tip for any new amateur is just to be yourself, be courteous and respectful, and above all else, listen, as there is a lot, as you know, there's a lot of wisdom and knowledge out there from guys who have been on radio for many, many years. So that's if I can pass on one tip, having been in the hobby for 2 years myself. So if you had to summarise your short time as an amateur radio operator, how would you describe it?
First thing I'd say is fun, because as you know, the guys, my regulars I talk to, great guys, a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun on the radio. And it's also educational, because there's a lot of guys out there who will help you if you have a problem. Yeah, it's fun, it's educational, and I'm sure it's just going to get more enjoyable day after day after day as I get more and more into it.
That's a good segue into my next question. I was going to ask, what, as far as you're concerned, are the pros and cons of being an amateur? Sounds like there's a lot of pros and maybe not too many cons at this early stage of your career. Anything else you'd like to add, you know, pros and cons wise?
Pros and cons. Well, the first thing, you can expand what you, the world just opens up. So what, who you can listen to. You're not just bound by one particular band. You've got so many to choose from, and what you're hearing every day is just amazing. The cons is my bank account's going to be very low. No, all jokes aside. Another pro I've actually found is the generosity of guys out there. They're not a closed group. You have a problem. You have a problem with a piece of equipment. They're so willing to give you a hand. I've had guys, you know who you are. I'm really appreciative of helping me out with a bit of equipment. And yeah, I'm just grateful for all the help I'm getting, which is fantastic. That's one of the biggest pros for me is the community and how willing people are to give you a hand. It's fantastic.
And a bit of that camaraderie, I suppose. Everyone's got the same interest, you know, being an amateur radio operator. So, and I think we spoke to you about that before. And that was one of the hot topics that we spoke about is, you know, one good reason to get in is that camaraderie. Speaking of hot topics, at the moment, the hot topic at the moment is contesting, as you're probably aware. Have you listened to a contest before? And if you have, what were your thoughts?
I've listened to a lot of contests, even the international contests, upon, I think they're using 40 metres the other day or the other month. And I was listening to that intently. And now yourself's come up with the local contest. I reckon that'll be a lot of fun.
So my big question to you then is, will you be contesting in the RD contest on the 15th? And 16th of this month?
I'll be taking an active role. Well, not active role. I'll be getting my head around it. I'll be having a look and see how it all works.
Yep.
And when I get the ins and outs and I'm confident with the ways of work, I'll definitely give it a go. No problems at all. I just want to make sure everything's, I get the ins and outs of it first, and then by all means, I'll give it a go. No problems.
And like we discussed and you heard on last week's news, it is pretty straightforward. You know, once you've got your CQ call down pat, it's easy just having that recognition number being a 59, and then in your case, Brett, it'd be 5900. And all you need to do is listen for 5 minutes. You'll hear it multiple times. So I really look forward to hearing you calling your first CQ contest. This is VK6FBAS. I'd really like to hear that on the air. Many thanks for sharing your amateur radio story with us, mate. And this is
VK6FBAS
73s.
On HF, VHF and UHF via the VK6 linked repeater network and online, this is News West from VK6ARN.
Greetings once again from Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor, with this week's Amateur Radio Helpline, the 9th of August 2020. Today we're looking for help for Ron. Anyone can help Ron with a two-gang tuning capacitor. It's a two-gang tuning capacitor. He's got type Fox 21, F21, to suit a Chrysler Mantle Radio Model 11-99. If anyone has one or knows anything about that, two-gang tuning capacitor for a Chrysler Model 11-99, and also looking for some tubes, 6AN7, that's 6 Alpha November 7, 6 November Alpha, and a 6 Golf Victor 8. Again, those 6 Alpha November 7, 6 November Alpha, and a 6 Golf Victor 8. And Ron is inquiring as to who is holding the valve bank at this time. I did know, but I've lost track of it. If anyone knows who's holding the valve bank at this time, please contact Ron or me on email. You can contact Ron on his email address, which is Romeo Oscar November Bravo Figure 28 at hotmail.com. Romeo Oscar November Bravo Figure 28 at hotmail.com, or telephone 08-9417-1699. That's 08-9417-1699 for that tuning gang and those tubes. Please call Ron if you can help him. And also have available Nikon 7400 for sale, the original box, all good working order. The only issue is the backlight that goes on and off. Common fault apparently with the ICOM 7400. Wanting $650 for that unit, contact Jesse on his email, Juliet Quebec Sierra Alpha Tango at westnet.com.au. That's Juliet Quebec Sierra Alpha Tango at westnet.com.au, or telephone 0437-789-246. 0437-789-246. That's all I have once again. Very short and sweet. Thank you for those who called in and still utilising the service. And those who are not, please give me a call. And the email address, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. If you have any items for next week's broadcast, or if you're looking for any help with anything, please give me a call on the email. VictorKilo6xrayVictor@bigpond.com. 7-3 till next time.
Amateur radio clubs play an important role in maintaining and growing the hobby. It's in clubs that newcomers learn how to kickstart their hobby, where amateurs get together to share information, build stuff, and participate in activities. People outside of clubs, especially newcomers to the hobby, are looking for ways to meet other amateurs and to learn stuff. The News West cycle of weekly themes includes a Club Focus episode where the program is handed over to clubs to promote, brag, educate, and include the amateur community. There's a couple of reasons for this. Your club benefits from promoting its existence and what it does. Other clubs and individuals benefit from hearing about your activities and your sharing of what's been going on. So here's the rub. The team here at News West is prepared to hand over 100% of the program time, that's the full 30 minutes, to clubs in the Club Focus edition. All you, the clubs, need to do is feed News West with audio recordings and text, and we'll glue the lot together. You give us 30 minutes worth, and that's what goes to air. You give us 5 minutes worth, and we'll fill it up with something else. The ball's now in your court. For Club Focus next weekend, please get your items to us by noon Friday. Send it as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
Well, that's a wrap for this week. Thanks again to the News West team who, on and off air, worked tirelessly to bring this broadcast together. And that includes the relay team and those who take callbacks after it's all done and dusted. One final plea. This is our chance, VK6. We can bring the RD contest home if everyone gives it a go, especially those who are going to enter as a team, because individually, together, we can give our state a fighting chance to bring it home to VK6. Until next time, I'm Dan, VK6NAD. On behalf of VK6 Amateur Radio News, thank you for listening. 7-3.